The Ballad of Reading Gaol is to me incomparably the greatest ballad in all English poetry. It is even more. It is the topmost reach of the human spirit in the whole 19th century, and in some sort a flag, or first indication in literature, of that rebirth of religion which, with the renaissance of art, will constitute the chief characteristic of the 20th century. I venture to repeat here what I have said in various ways for nearly 20 years now, that Oscar Wilde's condemnation of prisons and punishment must lead directly to their abolition. The old bad past will die, and Oscar Wilde's ballad helped to kill it. They hanged him as a beast is hanged. They did not even toll a requiem that might have brought rest to his startled soul, but hurriedly they took him out and hid him in a hole. The chaplain would not kneel to pray by his dishonoured grave, nor mark it with that blessed cross that Christ for sinners gave, because the man was one of those whom Christ came down to save. The verses shame all of us, for we know their truth. Hospitals and doctors and nurses must take the place of prisons and judges and jailers, and the sooner the better. Wilde's verses sound the requiem. They remind us that only he who is without sin has any right to punish. Listen to the words, "But this I know, that every law that men have made for man, since first man took his brother's life and the sad world began, but straws the wheat and saves the chaff with a most evil fan. This too I know, and wise it were if each could know the same, that every prison that men build is built with bricks of shame, and bound with bars, lest Christ should see how men their brothers maim. With bars they blur the gracious moon, and blind the goodly sun, and they do well to hide their hell, for in it things are done that Son of God nor Son of Man ever should look upon. The vilest deeds, like poison weeds, bloom well in prison air. It is only what is good in man that wastes and withers there. Pale anguish keeps the heavy gate, and the warder is despair. For they star the little frightened child till it weeps both night and day, and they scourge the weak and flog the fool and jibe the old and grey, and some grow mad and all grow bad, and none a word may say."